So, I'm really excited to announce the final speaker of the day, which is Lucie Caffé, who has been doing amazing things around languages on Wikidata, and she will talk about that.
Okay. Okay, good. Now that we have that clear. Hi. Okay. Yeah, I see. Hi, I'm Lucie. I have a Wikidata entity ID, which I always want to point out now that I have the possibility. It's this very long entity ID over there. I'm in the University of Southampton. Previously, I was in the Wikidata team as well. And my fable and the thing I work on a lot is languages, and especially languages in the semantic web, as in Wikidata. So why do we even care about multilinguality in languages and Wikidata? Well, there are a few very important points. First of all, obviously, labels are the access point for humans to actually read our data. As you probably all know, if you look on a Wikidata item, you probably first look at the labels in a language you understand. And then there is also the factor that we want to give language communities, even of small languages, access to this existing knowledge we hold in Wikidata, as well as with the fact that Wikidata can store can be used as a central storage for translations. And yeah, so there are a few use cases I wanted to point out here, particularly about how to use this knowledge or this language knowledge in the real world, which is obviously something like NLP, so natural language processing, natural language generation. And this is like in all kinds of fields. Wherever you need language, you will need the knowledge from Wikidata. So for example, obviously in Wikipedia, the most prominent example, but also if you want to work with translation, if you want to work with question answering or chatbots, you will probably need some kind of structured information in multiple languages behind it. So what we did for this project particularly is we took a dump of Wikidata of March 2017 with 26 million entities, about 3,300 properties, and 135 million labels. So obviously the number of labels is much higher than the number of entities because each entity has multiple labels, per language. And then what we looked at in this particular dump is the RDFS label tag. Because in Wikidata, if you look at the representation in Turtle, you will have, so some information is redundant. So for example, RDFS label is used as well as GOS name. So you can just use one of them to, you know, have the information once. And we only looked at labels, not as descriptions as of now. So this is what it looks like. This is what the turtle dump would look like. We have the item Q12345, which is an English Count von Count. Then we know the German label is Graf Zahl, and the Russian label, if I'm not completely wrong, is Graf von Snack. yeah, so so the research question we wondered about with my favorite emoji is what the state of the languages, what is the state of Wikidata with regards to multilinguality in this moment? Like, what do we have to work? What are we working in? Is there a difference in the multilinguality of the properties compared to the entities in general? And how does Wikidata's label distribution relate to the actual real world and the label distribution we have in, or the language distribution we have in Wikipedia? So let's first look at the web in general. Over 50% of the content online is in English at the moment, while only 25% of the population actually speaks English. The second biggest language in terms of user of the web is Chinese, though only 2% of the content online is in Chinese. So we see there is a clearly and extreme maldistribution of languages. And so we looked into how is that in Wikidata? How does that relate to the information, the language information and labels we have in Wikidata? So what we can see is it's a bit better distributed. We have, I see the people I know are laughing about my pie charts again. I know. We have a lot of languages in Wikidata. This is where all those like tiny colorful bits come in the end. Over 400 languages are represented. So we have a platform that does support a lot of language information, that supports around 90 to 95% of the language speakers in general, but only... But most of this content is not actually covered. It has very few labels. And English labels make about 11% of all labels in Wikidata. So we looked into whether there's a difference in the knowledge, in the language knowledge of the items or of the properties. And the thing is that we have to mention here that in the beginning when Wikidata started, and it's still the case, due to the close connection to Wikipedia, obviously there were a lot of imports from Wikipedia article titles to as Wikidata labels. So, and this is something that very much reflects if we look on, if we look on it later on. So what we see here is that English, so for the properties, English has a much smaller percentage, so the distribution between the languages in properties is a lot better than compared to the actual entities. And this is due to very important factors I will point out now. First, I'm going to look into the distribution of languages of Wikidata versus the language distribution of first native speakers, where the green bars are the native speakers in the world. It's ordered by the number of native speakers. The blue bars are Wikidata label distribution. So what we can see, obviously, Chinese is a very extreme case because Chinese has the most native speakers. It's one Chinese language, which is the language code ZH. And Wikidata, though, doesn't cover it very well. And then we have the very interesting cases of Cebuano and Swedish, where we know that there's one person who has a bot that imports a lot of articles into Cebuano and Swedish Wikipedia. And that made a huge difference. And this is very interesting to see for us, because this is what means what a bot can actually achieve in those languages, because it made those very small languages in terms of native speakers very prominent in Wikidata, in Wikidata's labels. And then we have the cases of German and Dutch, which are both rather small languages in terms of native speakers, but also very well distributed in Wikidata, which we attribute to the fact that the communities of German and Dutch are very active in Wikipedia and in Wikidata. And this is something we can also see when we compare the rankings of the 25 biggest Wikipedia languages compared to the 25th biggest Wikidata items versus the Wikidata properties. So German, as I said, has a very active community on both Wikipedia and Wikidata. And this reflects to not only that Wikipedia and Wikidata have a similar ranking when it comes to number of labels, but also that the Wikidata properties, which cannot be imported from Wikipedia, are quite high in this language. The same goes for Dutch. And then in Swedish, you already see the break that in Wikidata, as well as Wikipedia, overall, the Swedish language is quite prominent. But then in the Wikidata properties, which actually have to be translated usually by the community on Wikidata, they're not as well distributed. And it becomes even more extreme with Cebuano. So Cebuano is the second biggest Wikipedia in terms of articles. It is pretty high in terms of labels on Wikidata, as I said, because they were imported from the articles. But then in the 25th biggest languages in terms of Wikidata properties, it doesn't even show up. So this is regarding the state of languages in Wikidata as well. But what we then wanted to look into is what languages do our users actually speak? And what we did first for that was looking into the user language settings. So as you probably all know, if you go on Wikidata, you can set your language to non-English, or whatever your most confident language is. And we can see that over half of the people have set their language in the interface to English, which is not very surprising, to be honest, because it's the default language. So if you just never change it, if you have an account on Wikidata and you never change your language setting, you will be counted in this chart as English. It's still quite interesting, and especially interesting if we disregard the default language English and look at the languages that come afterwards, where we can see that French, German, Spanish, and Dutch is still on there as well, are very prominent for users to set their interface to. However, this tells us more about the people reading Wikidata, and we have one very important problem when we try to interpret the languages of our users, which is that most of us are actually bilingual at least, right? So most of the people I want to work with for getting more multilingual data into Wikidata, those are the people that speak more than one language. So we thought about how can we represent them, how can we find out what we know about them, and then we looked at the Babel boxes on Wikidata. The Babel box, probably most of you know as well, is so on your user page, you can add this Babel box and self-assess the languages you speak and how well you speak them. So from German, this is my Babel box, so from German native to English 4 down to a language you can barely read to 0, you can self-assess yourself, and we scraped all those Babel boxes and display them in a similar way, and it becomes very interesting. So we have about 600 to 800 Babel boxes of users. So it's not very representative for the all over users. It's still very interesting because we assume those users that actually care to put a Babel box on Wikidata to be heavy users of Wikidata as well. And what you can see is that the information is very skewed towards the German community. So this is the native speakers. We have a lot of German speakers, English, French, and then Russian, Spanish, and Italian. And if you might remember the data from before, this is not represented at the moment in what we have as data in Wikidata. So we do have this pool of users that speak more than one language and that could edit a lot more information in their languages. So to conclude about that, even the languages spoken by a large population of the world are not well covered in the internet in general, and even in Wikidata, not as good as we could be. The community, as we can see with languages like German and Dutch, can have a huge impact on the knowledge about languages we have, though. What we also can assume from the cases of Swedish and Cebuano is that bots or automatic importing can have a huge impact on the language distribution. But still, obviously, there is a long way to go until towards a truly semantical, truly multilingual semantic web. So what we can do, or what the next steps I assume to be are, is that we reach out more to underserved language communities, that we try to bring them to edit, to make our users that already speak those languages edit more language information, that we look into translating those labels, look into where can we extract more language information from. Thank you. That's about it. So the first part of this was a paper we published at OpenSIM together with Alessandro, Pavlos, Ellen, and Lydia. The paper also has an entity ID, in case you might want to check it. The author has won their paper. Everything's covered. Do you have any questions?
Okay, we have... Wow, that's louder than I thought. We have 20 minutes for questions. So, I mean, we can start early with the closing session, but there's loads of time in case you have any.
It's not a question, it's an apology. I think I may have corrupted some of your data, because whenever I teach a multilingual audience to edit Wikidata, the first thing I do is show them how to set up their Babel template. And some of them have become regular editors and some of them don't.
Yeah, that's what we assume. So the Babel part is not ideal yet because we have so few users using the Babel template, and those things exactly happen as well.
I'm wondering whether you have any suggestions on how we can improve it. So it's nice to have those stats, nice to make us aware, but maybe you have some suggestions on how we could improve by being more bot friendly or more human friendly, or being more specific about how human friendly we could be, or maybe enriching activities in certain topics, or using some of the tools that we've seen as birthday presents, this kind of thought.
I think so, especially when it comes to the underserved language communities, I think having a more friendly, a more user-friendly tool to translate labels would be extremely helpful. Because the thing is, at the moment, if I want someone to edit in their native language, I have to explain them the whole structure of Wikidata, which in some cases makes sense. But if I only want them to translate labels, it is quite a hassle to go through with them through the whole experience of editing a Wikidata item, which might be discouraging. So I think this is on the human side very important. And on the other side, I think what we can see is basically that our data is skewed towards the languages most of us probably speak, right? So as more people we get into the community, also bot editors or authors and other editors that speak smaller languages or not as well represented languages, I think the better our distribution will become.
Hi, this is a super important topic. I'm coming from India, where there's so many languages, and this is clearly a huge problem for getting access to all this knowledge to so many people. I completely agree with making it human-friendly. In India, there's a huge pool of contributors willing to contribute time. But they don't have access to a computer. They would have access to a mobile phone and they have internet. But the kind of interfaces that we have built is not friendly for that kind of contribution. So having interfaces which think about mobile friendly interfaces on low bandwidth internet is what is really going to help scale for developing countries. The other part is I work for a company called Mapbox, and they have been essentially pushing large amount of translations into Wikidata. We have pushed over 100,000 translated labels of places. And thank you. And there's more coming to so many other articles of geographical places from us. What we need is systems in Wikidata which can help the community review translations easily and also collaborate. Right now, the entire system is not made friendly for people to be doing this kind of donation of data translations and to get it checked, to get it validated, to get feedback back on how we can improve. So there's a lot of, there's a lot of gaps in the system, even though there's many people willing to contribute and even organizations willing to contribute.
Yeah, I think it's a good point. So regarding the first one, there's, AMI at the Wikimedia Foundation started projects to integrate translation options of, I think, mainly TranslateWiki into Telegram, I think, so that you have a messenger where you translate instead of actually having to access websites, which is quite a nice project, I think. And regarding the second part, is that's something I started to look into as well, how we can adapt a tool like the primary sources tool towards translations and not only statements, so that we can suggest editors labels and not only the statement, so that you can actually import things, and if you're not sure if your import is 100% correct, you can have the feedback from the community whether they want to include it or not. I think that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. I had one question, and that was whether you're open to do experimentation on getting labels while people are reading Wikipedia articles. So one thing we observed, we did this research why we read Wikipedia, and there the very first set of data collection that we did from users of Wikipedia was to show them basically a box and tell them type for us why you're reading Wikipedia. So they were literally entering freeform text. And we had a lot of responses both from mobile and desktop, which was very surprising. First of all, that people on mobile were willing to enter text. And by the way, this was done in English, Persian, and Spanish. So I know that this also works in countries that are not necessarily our usual suspects. And the other thing is that the amount of spam that we received was very limited. So maybe like around 3%, 4% of the responses were spam. And in a setting like this, you can imagine that you can receive two or three responses. Basically, you ask the same question to two or three people and then try to merge the responses, right? And I'm wondering, are you willing to do these kind of experiments to see what you can get? Because it can be that the readers on English Wikipedia or on Wikipedia in general can be good candidates for helping you label content on Wikidata.
Yeah, I think it's a very interesting idea for sure. I haven't thought of it like that yet because I usually always think of Wikipedia rather as the... So because we were involved with the article placeholder development, so I rather think of Wikipedia always as the reuser of the Wikidata labels, but it's a very good point to actually use Wikipedia users or ask them to help us in gathering more information for Wikidata. I think that would be very interesting for sure, yeah.
Anyone else? Okay.
Okay.
I think we can start with the closing session then.
Thank you very much.